Right now, though, it's time to talk a little business. It's time to welcome in Patrick Grimione. He's the host of the Patty G Show. What's going on, man?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm very well this morning. How are you?
I am. You know, I'm just doing peachy, man.
Peachy?
I'm peachy.
Okay.
Is that, you know, not an acceptable term?
No, peachy? It's a very acceptable term. I just, it's, that must mean you don't have any meetings scheduled for today.
I actually have two meetings scheduled for today.
Well, I was setting up the segue.
So hang on. So it's actually not meetings. It's actually discussion calls to resolve an issue. But it's we've already got an agenda. We've already got actual items that we're going to discuss. So it's not just a meeting to meet. It's more of, you know, one's an introduction. So that's, you know, you got to have those. But the other one is I've got a problem to present, and I'm hoping to find a resolution with the person I'm calling.
So we're still allowed to say problem?
Yes.
Not challenges?
An opportunity for change. How about that? I've got an opportunity for change I'm faced with. And I'm hoping someone can help me.
I get so worn out on the corporate jargon. It's always the worst.
Well, I agree.
Don't say problem, say opportunity. Okay, great. I've got a drinking opportunity.
I was in a board meeting last week, and earlier this week, and those jargons
they're
all
everywhere.
It was
we need to do a segment on that.
Right. It's like we're going to look at the opportunities that your company presents itself based on your past quarter results.
Right. We've got staffing opportunities right now.
Everything's an opportunity, Brian.
And these all come out during meetings.
Of course.
And the headline in Entrepreneur Magazine reads, "This meeting could have been an email. How to know when a meeting is really necessary." I adore this article. Everything about
Same
it.
Here.
Because I hate meetings.
I could not agree more to a degree. Meaning there are some times where meetings are necessary. But
Let's walk through it.
Okay.
When?
So the meetings are necessary when you're trying to facilitate and craft ideas. But you have to prepare beforehand. You can't just bring everybody into a room with a blank whiteboard and say, "All right, bring me your ideas." You know, it has to be.
Brainstorming sessions traditionally do not net results.
Right.
If you hit them by surprise.
So then you have to ask the question, are we trying to find meetings and define them as you have to have action items after the meetings are over? Mm-hmm. Or are we accepting meetings as just a space to collaborate and then walk away with a little bit more than we walked in with? So how do we define the success of a meeting?
Mm-hmm.
In your mind, what's a successful meeting?
Okay, so here at Guarantee, every other Monday morning at 9 a.m., we have a full team meeting.
Okay.
And it brings everyone up to speed on everything going on in the company, and we're out in 15 minutes. It's successful.
So it's like a press conference.
Kind of, yeah.
We have something to announce.
We go over.
Here's everything.
We go over
Q&A.
Success stories.
Yeah.
Here's who's doing well. Mm-hmm. Here's what we've got coming up. Here's what we need to be on the lookout for. Get out there and do it. Boom.
I like that. Okay.
A successful meeting is a short meeting.
Agreed.
That sends people in the right direction.
Agreed.
Now, the problem with meetings is they're often looked at as an opportunity to be looked at. If I'm running the meeting, I want everybody to pay attention to me. If I say in 10 words what I could say in 200, I'm not trying.
Yes, that is the majority of the time where you'll be sitting in the meeting and what could have been typed out in a 5-sentence memo and emailed out, they stretch out to an hour and a half.
Right.
Those are the worst situations to be put in when it comes to meetings because you lose interest, you become very much disengaged. And nowadays, people are taking out their phones and starting to do something else. Or you're thinking about what you should be doing rather than sitting in this meeting, and then you miss half the words anyways.
Entrepreneur Magazine says, why might you want to conduct a meeting? Perhaps you want to brainstorm new ideas, solve problems, make decisions, plan out new company changes, introduce new team members or clients, or train new hires. There are many great reasons to hold meetings, but to give your meetings the best chance at being deemed productive and successful, start implementing the 5 P's of productive meetings.
Okay, I want to challenge them on the training of new hires.
You don't call a training a meeting?
No, I call it a training. Because if you're going to effectively train somebody, I mean, depending on what industry you're in, most industries are better to train somebody one-on-one, doing the job.
Okay.
Instead of sitting there with 100 people in the room, showing them how to use something on a screen and walking them through it, and then when they actually get behind it, it's totally lost. For example, running the boards. Y'all do that one-on-one, I assume.
Hires, well, we don't hire in big groups either.
Right, but...
However, we changed our entire inventory system a couple years ago.
Okay.
About 2 years ago. And that was an all-hands-on training all at once because you have access to the people that have the expertise in the system. You bring them into town. You bring everybody in and say, this is the new system. We're all going to learn it together.
Okay. But y'all are going through it, not being presented. Because when I think of a meeting, I think of a big boardroom when you're being presented. Here's how this stuff's going to work.
Yeah.
Not behind the computer. Let's work through this.
No, this was like going to class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so then a class is a little bit more detailed. But is that really a meeting, though, or is that a training session?
I don't know. What are the five Ps?
So the five Ps are, hang on one second, you caught me off guard here.
I know.
Purpose. Mm-hmm. The first one being a purpose, a clearly defined purpose sent out beforehand. This is the big thing. You don't want to walk in and have an agenda on the table and say, here's what we're going to talk about in this meeting.
I'll give you a great example of purpose right here. Yesterday, we had our healthcare rollout, getting ready for open enrollment coming up. That's, hey, we're meeting at this time. You're going to learn about everything that's new, everything that's going away, everything you need to change, everything you need to add. Okay, cool. Hour and a half slated for the meeting. We were out in under 45 minutes.
Love it.
Bro, you give me my time back and you win.
Love it. So, yes, having a clearly defined purpose is going to be one of the key factors.
Okay.
The second one being the participants. Do you need to have everybody in this meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Is everyone necessary? How many times do you have somebody sitting in the corner who should not really be in the meeting at all?
Oh, I hate that.
But they were lumped in.
Right.
How many times have you been that person where you're sitting there being like, I really just, I didn't need to
Thousands.
Be here.
Thousands.
I didn't need to be here.
Yes.
You know? That oftentimes is overlooked because you think, well, we need everybody to be included. We need everybody to be a part of this conversation. We need everyone to be focused. And then in reality, you don't.
But the management,
you really
from
don't.
The management side, the thought process is we're all a team. So if we're all a team, we all need to be there because we do things as a team.
I get that, but
it's the wrong thinking. But
like
I
can see how management would think that, but at the end of the day, is it worth their time to sit in the meeting just to feel like we're all a team? You can do that in other ways.
Right.
Don't do it in a meeting.
Number three.
Preparation.
Oh, my word.
You ever been into a meeting and they write the agenda as they go along?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a blank piece of paper, and they just figure it out. That is the worst. Not being able to clearly have an outline of what you're going to talk about and not knowing the information and just being like, oh, I've got a meeting. I've got to run in a half hour. Okay, it's on this broad topic. All right, yeah, I'll wing it. You know, winging it should not be the solution anymore.
Correct.
It should never be a solution when you're running.
Well, because when you're extemporizing in front of everybody, that's when you get into the look at me stuff. I'm important. I'm in charge of this room. And it becomes about the person who's putting on the meeting and less about the content of the meeting.
And then you realize that you're just trying to fill for an hour and you start running in circles. And then you just create this persona of, I'm just talking to run the meeting.
Yep.
That's it. There's no clear point here. There's no articulation. There's no clear objectives. We're just sitting here to chat.
There's two terms that need to be gone from meetings altogether.
Okay.
Now, management's never going to get rid of these terms because they want to make sure the message is hammered home. But those two terms are, let me reiterate, and again. If we can eliminate those two terms from meetings, we can reduce meeting times by half. Let me reiterate. If we can get rid of those two terms, we can reduce meeting times by half.
And again.
I'm not going to do it again because we got a break. When we come every Thursday, we talk business with Patrick Grammy on. This morning, we're talking about the five P's of a successful meeting. We're going to get back to that in just a second. But I got to thank the caller who called in letting us know that there is an accident being worked right now. Highland westbound at Segan Lane. I believe I have that information right. If you're near the intersection of Highland and Segan, you see what's going on. But Highland westbound at Segan Lane. So if your normal commute puts you on Highland, you might want to think about an alternate route. Actually, once you're out there, there's not a whole lot of alternate routes. But at least you know why you're sitting there.
And you can call in and say, hey, I'm going to be a little late.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Give it a heads up if you're headed to a meeting.
If you're headed to a meeting, say, hey, let's put a pin in it. I'll be there in a few.
Patrick Grimion's in. We're talking about the five P's of a successful meeting. As I don't know. Who, other than the people running the meeting, who likes a meeting? Like
I like a good, well-run meeting.
Pause again, because I think we've got further clarification. All right, that accident was not on Highland and Seguin.
It was on the interstate.
On the interstate between Highland and Seguin.
Between Highland and Seguin.
That's actually a bigger deal.
Yes.
That is a bigger deal.
That's
okay.
My bad.
I appreciate the clarification because we want to make sure the information's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Shout out to him.
10 Eastbound. Yeah.
Did we get a name? He never gave me his name. Oh. I asked for it, and anonymous I think he hung caller. Up on me.
Who was that anonymous hero?
Oh, you hero. Please call back.
Hey, not being sarcastic.
No, I'm not being sarcastic.
Because,
at
no,
all.
Eyes and ears on the street. Like, we're in a studio.
Yeah.
Yes. We appreciate the help every
yes.
day.
Yeah.
So, I-10 westbound. Between Highland and Seguin.
Correct.
That's going to jam up everybody coming in from Prairieville.
Everybody.
All right, take airline. There it is.
Or Highland.
Yeah.
Now that's a clear. Yeah,
depending, because there's no accident.
There's no accident at Seguin. So now that Highland's clear.
All right, let's dial back in. There's two more P's we've got to cover of a successful meeting.
Okay, and the next one is very crucial. Process.
Yup.
By process, it's more clearly defining your agenda items mm-hmm. and clearly defining the time dedicated to those agenda items. That board meeting that I was in did it very well. Mm-hmm. They had the person running the slides with like a dang timer mm-hmm. to make sure that everybody stayed on task and everybody stayed on the time allowed for that certain topic. And it was so well run. I was like impressed with how well they were able to say, okay, you got, you know, like giving hand signals to the presenter. You got 5 minutes left on this topic. We got to move it along. That lets everybody know, okay, we're going to talk about finances for 10 minutes. We're going to talk about marketing for 5. We're going to talk about XYZ for the next, whatever long the meeting is, whatever the agenda is. But if you don't have it and you just have bullet points, you're going to overweigh the front points and not get enough time spent on the back end.
Correct.
It always happens every single time.
The problem, one of the biggest problems there is meetings aren't treated like a show, a presentation.
Right.
I mean, if they spend way too much time on best set design, they don't get the best actor. No, think about it in those terms. You've got a show to put on.
Right.
Everything that you've got is on an agenda. Everything that you know you need to cover. Mm-hmm. If you're not putting that together as if you're putting on a show from start to finish, then you're not going to reach that finish line. Or there's going to be things that are left off, or everybody's going to be playing Wordle by the end of the meeting.
And whenever you have it clearly defined and you have it clearly outlined with time blocks mm-hmm. dedicated to it, if people have questions on certain topics, they know, all right, we're going to talk about this in 10 minutes. Then yeah. I can bring up my questions. They're not going to try to skip ahead, say, well, I got a question here, and really get to the talking points before the meeting's ready for it.
Right.
You know? You've got, as the meeting leader, have to control and steer and direct the play. You can't let people just run around doing nothing.
In other words, scripted.
Right.
It doesn't have to be word for word scripted, but the work has to be put in ahead of time to make sure you're valuing your employees' time. And that lends back to morale.
Correct.
Boom.
Which gives us the fifth P of progress.
Okay.
You have to let your employees know what was accomplished, what needs to be done, and assign what needs to be done to specific employees.
Follow up. Follow through.
Like, follow through. You know, don't say, let's put a pin in this and get back to it later. Say, hey, Brian, here are your marching orders. Here are your tasks for the next 2 weeks before we meet again.
Are we allowed to use the term marching orders these days?
Here's your action items, Brian.
Okay.
Here are your action items, your tasks.
Yeah.
You know, what you need to get done over the next 2 weeks before we meet again, here's what I need you to do.
Love that.
And you need to outline it for everyone in the meeting. So if you have 100 people in the meeting, you really need to consider how you're going to distribute the tasks.
Yeah.
You know, group them, or say we're going to have your manager send out emails to those folks that they're managing and give you your assignments.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to leave the meeting with some tangible form of action, steps to take, whatever you want to call it, you know? Then they give you a sixth P, a bonus P, Brian. Pizza.
No. Please tell me you're making that part up.
I'm not.
I stopped at 5. Did they really?
I'm not. They really did. The bonus
P
is pizza.
That.
The sixth P is pizza. But they mean that to say, make sure it's short. 15 to 20 minutes is the optimal time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't feel like you got to bring in lunch because you're going to be there all afternoon.
Right.
Make it quick. Make it snappy. Unless the subject matter warrants it.
Yeah, it's not an open-ended thing. Once you get in the room, you need to know your time to get out the room. It's not a tent revival. The Holy Spirit does not take over.
Depends on the meeting, Brian.
That's what I'm saying. All right.
I've seen some Holy Spirit take over a few meetings before.
I'm sure of it. Anyway, the full story is over there at Entrepreneur Magazine. We had other topics we're supposed to cover, but we're out of time.
Okay.
In a topic where we talk about time management,
Maybe we should do agendas and timelines for our segments.
It's quite possible.
Well, how much time do we have left?
No, we have a minute left, which is enough time to talk about what's on the show this week.
The Front Yard Bike Project.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So we sat down with them. They have an event coming up this Sunday, a family-filled event. Go check out their social media. Check out our social media. They have a very fun, just give back to the community, connect with the community event coming up this Sunday. And they were a fantastic guest. What they're doing over there on Government Street and beyond.
I wanted that building so bad. That building was for sale. Gorgeous red brick. Was an old church, then was a rug store.
The inside's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
We filmed it on site. What they are doing over there is phenomenal.
All right, cool stuff. Anywhere you get your podcast, and, of course, Saturdays on Demand right here at Talk 107.3 FM. He's Patrick Grémillon, host of the Patty G Show, joins us every Thursday. We always appreciate the time.
Thank you, Brian.